Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. If you've ever seen the action-adventure film Die Hard, I'm sure you have found yourself saying, well, this is great, but it needs to be a holiday musical. I don't understand why I'm watching this.
Who would ever say that?
Well, your dream has finally come true. Yippee-ki-yay, Merry Christmas, a Die Hard musical parody, is opening tonight. We're going to give you all the details in just a little bit. But first, three of the people behind the scenes of Yippee-ki-yay, Merry Christmas, a Die Hard musical, are here in studio with us. Please explain yourselves, kids. Who are you and what do you do?
I am Tiffany Morswally, and I am directing the musical this year.
Hello, I am Alex Garday. I am one of the authors of the musical.
And I am Gary Fields, and I play the character Hans in the film, Hans Gruber, but in the musical, Hans Olo. Copyright reasons.
Wendy, just like on To Tell the Truth, one of these people is actually in Yippee-ki-yay, the musical. Which one? Can you tell us?
I think it would be Gary,
absolutely
participant.
Right.
I was just saying off the air, Bill, and I must confess, yeah. I saw the movie Die Hard maybe twice, and I haven't seen it in forever, so I don't even know the connection. I hear people go, it's a Christmas movie. It's not. It's an action thriller. Explain.
I will definitively say that it is a Christmas film.
Yes.
I don't care what Bruce Willis himself actually says.
What does he know?
Yeah, what would he know about this topic? We think that it's a holiday film, and that it holds up. It's 30th year that it was released to the year today, and it's...
Yeah.
Pretty amazing how it holds up, and we thought, you know, we need something to do for the holiday season, and what's more fun than making fun of Die Hard and celebrating it in all its glory by setting it to some brand new songs and making it a action-packed musical.
Yeah. So the argument that usually takes place is the movie takes place at Christmas time, but does that mean that it's a Christmas story?
Here's my small reasoning why.
Yes.
So yes, the film, it takes place on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Check. All right. That is one thing. There's other little things. His wife's name is Holly.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are 12 terrorists, like the 12 terrorists of Christmas. There are other holiday songs that are played in the background when one of the characters is killed. I think we can talk about it. Spoiler alert for the film and for our musical.
Yeah.
You know, it says, now I have a machine gun too. Ho, ho, ho. So there's like a lot of subtle cues that it is a Christmas holiday film.
And Alex, I would argue that Bruce is kind of a savior of sorts.
Oh, isn't he?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's get deep.
Wow.
Let's get deep.
And there's not that much green, but there's a lot of red in the movie.
Absolutely.
Definitely enough.
It does qualify as a Christmas film. So what went on? Tell us behind the scenes the transition of making this an action adventure movie into a musical. That's quite a leap. What did you guys have to do?
About 4 years ago is when we had the very first version of the show. And we actually, the three authors of the show all have roots in the improv comedy scene and music comedy. And so we kind of quickly threw together a skeleton script based on the film of like, what did we want to make sure that we hit, the things that you have to do if you're going to do a Die Hard musical. And then we scripted that and then wrote songs from there, and it has kind of continuously grown and evolved every single year based on audience reaction and what each actor brings to the show, and then what the director brings as well. And one of the reasons we wanted to hire Tiffany is because she is like this perfect blend of improv comedy, sketch comedy, and directing, as well as like musical theater. She just has like that perfect balance and has elevated the show this year to make it more than just like an improv show with some songs, to an actual full like musical theater experience that you're going to laugh at from beginning to end.
What goes on behind that, Tiffany? When you saw it the first time, what did you say to yourself? I'm sure you were taking mental notes of what needed to be done to make it evolve into what it is today. What'd you do?
So the first time I saw it was actually on video. I didn't ever see it in person, which is a catch-22 because, one, it's like, ooh, new vision. I don't have this thing in my head. But what I discovered also is it's such a cult favorite in Chicago that there are moments that the audience wants.
Yeah.
So my job, a lot of my job was figuring out how to transfer those moments and keep those moments from a small, intimate space into a bigger space at the Den. Mm-hmm. So how do we keep it feeling kind of like really jokey and inside jokey, but also make it this polished production? So there's a lot of pockets of improv. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, not when they're supposed to improvise, they will improvise as well.
That's fun.
We try to rein it in. But yeah, so it's this interesting thing of it's alive, and you'll see a different show from night to night, which is really interesting.
That's excellent. Gary, the character of Hans is one of the greatest villains in motion picture history. Is any of that you?
I disagree with the word villain.
Really?
I do. I prefer the word antagonist. You know, fills a sort of place in the story. But I think there's a phenomenal Alan Rickman quote. He says, "I don't play villains. I play very interesting people." And I agree with that, because you can't come into it being like, yeah, I'm the bad guy. You have to realize he's a person with his own set of goals and wants and desires.
But you know what's interesting about that? When Alan Rickman passed away about a year ago, mm-hmm. we were all talking about what a great loss this was, because he was such a phenomenal actor. And I said, if you look through his IMDb page, he played bad guys, antagonists, almost all the time.
Yeah.
But something about the way he played those people, you still liked him somehow.
Oh, absolutely. He was definitely one of my favorite actors, very inspirational for me, which is why I keep getting cast as quote-unquote villains, I think, has been very formative for me. But he brings, you know, like a very real element to all of them. It's not like a two-dimensional, just like Snidely Whiplash, mustache-curling kind of villain. He, you know, is a real person in all of them, and he's just a fascinating person to watch.
So when you're formulating playing a character that people know that Alan Rickman played, mm-hmm. how much of it do you, I'm sure you have to create a balance of part impression, part not impression, part original.
Do the voice.
Well, I don't always, you know, bust out my Alan Rickman when I'm on the air. But, I come at it like 100% from the impression.
Do you?
I think it starts out a little heavier, and then I kind of dial it back throughout the show.
Yeah.
It's very fun to just kind of walk on stage and literally say one word, and immediately the audience goes, ha-ha, I know what
That's
he's
him.
Doing. That's fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's fun for the audience,
That's
too.
Excellent.
I don't know.
I can't even remember the movie. I'm going to have to
Is
watch
that true?
It.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it's
Go
so
back
good.
And watch
I
it.
I have
and
to.
Because you will be like, oh my gosh.
You know what? Interesting about that, though, because I've seen audience members every single year. We have people who come to the show, have never seen Die Hard, and thoroughly enjoy the show just because of the production value and what it is, and they're laughing and they're enjoying the music the entire night. And then there's those people who are diehard fans who they are there looking for those specific moments, and when they happen they cheer and they are excited. We have people who come in costumes, we have people who come to the show, they've come every single year, they come multiple times, they bring friends, they're excited to see what's changed, what's evolved, what is new, what's fresh. And also just, it's a holiday classic. It is their thing to do for the holidays.
Yeah.
Now, where have you done this before? It is, this isn't the first time you've done it, but this is the first time it's at The Den.
Yeah, so the first 4 years, it was at a small storefront theater that was in Lakeview called MCL Chicago. And it was like a home for music comedy and music improv and sketch and all of that that was closed earlier this year in like January, February. But we knew that we had this production that we wanted to continue, and mm-hmm. we knew that we had the audience and to kind of blow it up and make it even bigger. So we decided we're going to make this thing happen, and we have some other producers, some from Drury Lane and from the Royal George and other things like that, who wanted the show to continue to grow and believed in it, and so worked with us to help get it to where it is today at The Den.
Congrats.
Big time congrats. Have the three of you or other people connected with the show kept your eyes open for other possible movies? You go, well, we've done this with Die Hard, and we love doing it with Die Hard, but there's another movie or two that we have to try it with. Has that been happening at all?
There's a joke going around the cast about doing Die Hard 2 next year.
Oh, really?
Die Harder. I disagree with it vehemently, because...
Keep it to the original?
Well, yeah. Also, spoiler alert, I don't have a role in Die Hard 2.
Oh, right.
So,
that's true, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You would that. Be out of that show. Let's write that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, let's write
without
that.
Gary,
I think I'll
yeah.
start now.
Well,
yeah.
I'll skip one. We'll do Die Hard with a Vengeance. I'll come back. I'll play Jeremy Irons.
Oh, yeah.
Be fine.
Were there five Die Hard movies?
I think they're up to five.
My
now,
God,
right?
Really?
Yeah. But it's a descending scale. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
The first one by far the best, and then it falls off after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The Den Theater, 1331 North Milwaukee, mm-hmm. here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I'm at the Den Theater getting tickets, and boy, you guys are nonstop. Tonight's opening night. You run through January 12th. Mm-hmm. This is a limited run. People mm-hmm. have to get tickets. You guys are working pretty hard here, huh?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. But yeah, we run through January 12th. It's the show to see for your holidays. Come enjoy. Have a few laughs.
Yeah.
You'll have a good time.
Has there been any response with anyone connected with the original Die Hard movie, or do you not want that?
We have not been approached yet by anyone. We'll take it whenever it comes. I think Bruce himself would really just enjoy it.
I'm sure of it. Yeah. Don't you think?
He loves to make fun of himself. I think he'd love to see how we make fun of him and the rest of the show.
Can kids see this?
I mean, I think depend if you let your kids see the film, then yeah. mm-hmm. definitely bring your child to the show. I would say it's probably like in a 16, 17 plus range.
Yeah,
because there is, you know, simulations of like, you know, some small drug use.
Small drug use.
Yeah. Well, small to medium, depending. I mean, it's the lifeblood of the 80s. But yeah. I think that, yeah, like if you would let your child see the movie, then bring your child to the show. But
can a team of international terrorists see this? Would you be okay with that?
I will take anyone's money, yes. So please, anyone can come see this
show. You know
show.
What's strange is when I first saw it, that was one of the things that impressed me the most about Die Hard was that all these terrorists from different parts of the world worked together for a common cause. I know that sounds idiotic, but I went, how nice that they all found common ground.
It is weird how multicultural that yeah. group of people are. And
it was like the kids from Little Rascals all decided to storm a building. It's crazy.
I gotta see it again.
You would love it.
Stupid question. What's the Yippee-ki-yay reference?
Oh, wow. You do
I
need
know.
To see it.
Well.
Oh, so it's gosh. One of the most, I would say, iconic lines of the film, said by Bruce Willis's character, John McClane, and he basically is taunting Hans, and he just lets him know, like, I'm coming for you, so Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Did you see there's a commercial on right now where a little kid is about to say that? They're opening up Christmas presents, and the kid is about to say it, and then the dad quickly reaches and puts his hand over the kid's mouth. It's really funny.
I have not
seen
that.
Yeah, I just saw it the other night for the first time.
What's it for? Do you remember?
I can't remember what the product
is
for.
It's not successful.
I know. I know. I can't remember what the product's for.
Duct tape, maybe.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. So give me a best case scenario for the show. People see it. People love it. Where will you guys go next with it?
Broadway.
Would you take it to Broadway?
Great as an off-Broadway.
Yeah.
Show. I think people would love it year-round.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it's got the right quality for off-Broadway.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
That'd be great.
That's when all of a sudden you say, maybe it isn't a Christmas movie, and you can play it year-round.
It's got some small holiday themes, but you could see it in
it
June
was
or July.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. There's no reason why you couldn't. Again, the show is called Yippee-ki-yay, Merry Christmas, a diehard musical parody. It looks like it should be a huge success for you guys. That's my prediction anyway. Give all the ticket information one more time. For people who want to see it, what's their best bet?
Their best bet is to go to the website for The Den. I believe it's thedentheater.com, and that's where you will find our show, and you can just see there's easy to buy tickets for any of our upcoming performances.
Excellent. Guys, great to see you. I hope the show, like I said, is a huge success. I can't see it going any other way. I hope you have a nice run here and then eventually off Broadway. That'd be fantastic.
Thank you.
Again, the show is called Yippee-ki-yay, Merry Christmas, a diehard musical parody. We'll take a quick break and come back with more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.